Tuesday, November 14th. President had Ehrlichman and me over at 10 o'clock this morning for a long session at Aspen. We went over the whole basic plan of how we're going to set things up. The president bought the concept. We discussed the vice president, wanted me to talk to him, explained that we have a tough thing to do here, that he must cut, and we must cut all across, including his staff. He feels we need to keep our leverage over him, so we shouldn't break it off with him now, but we do not want to further his interests politically for 76. We don't want him to have the appearance of being the heir apparent, but we also don't want to appear to push him down. We should pitch the bicentennial for him as a great opportunity. Summary then is that Agnew is not the ideal choice, but he may be the best of a bad lot. He wants Ziegler to ignore the fact of McGovern's existence in any answer to post-election attacks. Wants me to check with Mitchell on Kleindienstin and some others. The idea of using Butts as the head of the Department of Natural Resources instead of the Interior Secretary, this being much more suitable politically. Mm-hmm. Wants to work out PR on the Vietnam wrap-up and also PR on the reorganization with a brief, crisp paper that has good, strong prose. He's determined to cut the White House staff down substantially in order to take the lead in forcing other cuts. He talked to Scoop Jackson on the phone and told him he'd see him when he gets back from Israel, and then after he hung up, said we should consider him as Secretary of Defense. Ehrlichman's to make the call on that. For Under Secretary of State, he's now thinking of Bill Casey or Pat Gray and is looking for other recommendations, including Henry's. Wants me to talk to Rogers, make the point that the president is closest to him, but feels that anyone who's been in for 4 years should go, like Romney, Volpe, and Laird. It would be bad if you stayed and they didn't. It's best for you to finish in a blaze of glory with the Vietnam peace signing, and then you take the lead and move out. We'd have problems with Romney and Volpe, and we need your lead to do this. He went through some odds and ends on meetings for tomorrow, and then at 3:30 we had a long session with Ash, Malik, and Ehrlichman at Aspen, again reviewing the reorganization plan. The president made the point at that the more we isolate the big man, the more we lose the real genius in the departments, because people just won't work if they don't have the access. So we have to get across the point of the satisfaction from getting the job done instead of from the perquisites and so on. Ash said they had a motto at Litton that it's okay to be a prima donna providing you can sing. I had an insight from this discussion that the president doesn't really want to work with just a few people, as we've assumed, but rather he wants better people that he can work with. We need to provide honor and stuff for the people who need it. We need to get people who want to do something rather than who want to be somebody. He raised the question whether this kind of system that we're laying out will work for another president or whether it's just designed to fit him, and he's concerned whether we're building for posterity. Decision was made to withhold the reorganization plan from Congress for a year, saying we want to try it out first, and that will preclude their turning it down and our flying in their face. Again, the president called me back after the meeting, went back over the need for an Italian, a Catholic, and Italian and an Irishman and four Catholics on the cabinet. Wants Bush as Undersecretary of the Treasury because he'd be good with Congress, and hits Interior, Commerce, Labor, HUD, so on, where we can put the Catholics in, and Defense if we don't get Scoop Jackson. He's now got Richardson back at HEW and Weinberger at HUD. He also thinks we ought to try for a Catholic Republican at the National Committee. We raised the point that we wanted to move Ash in as head of OMB, and the president didn't know exactly how to handle it because I lobbed it in indirectly, but we've got that set. Ash obviously wants the job, so that works out fine. End of November 14th.